Hey listeners, before we start this episode, I just want to let you know that this full video that's on YouTube has clips of me hiking Bear Walla Mountain and some very, very serene mountain views. If you want to check out that full YouTube video with all of this footage and more, check it out and search it up on YouTube under the full name or head over to spectacularside.com to find the link there. Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to the Appalachians! Okay, wait. How did I get there? Well, it all started from a trip to Asheville, North Carolina. We went there to hike mountains and have a good time. Well, we were gonna hike Mount Mitchell, which is the highest point in the Appalachian Mountains, over 6,684 feet above sea level. That is a very, very tall mountain. Well, unfortunately, we couldn't go due to some icy weather conditions and road closures, which goes to show how unpredictable mountain weather can really be. Well, these Appalachian Mountains, they are old, very, very old, over 400 million years old. So we still wanted to explore the Appalachian Mountains. So we headed over to Bear Walla Mountain. Bear Walla Mountain is about 4,232 feet above sea level, and we decided to hike that mountain. In this episode, I'm going to take you behind our hike of Bear Walla Mountain and also explain the deep history of the Appalachian Mountains, starting over 480 million years ago. But first, we have to figure out how this entire mountain range formed. How did the Appalachians form in the first place? Some of the rocks in the Appalachian Mountains, the core rocks, over billions of years old. But we've got to fast forward a little bit, about 480 million years ago. That's when the Appalachian Mountains first started forming through plate collisions. So we got to touch on the supercontinent called Pangaea. Pangaea is a supercontinent, which means all the continents clumped together into one giant continent. And that's how the Earth was millions of years ago. Well, as these continents are clumped together, these tectonic plates, which is basically pieces of the crust that flow on magma, which is under the Earth's surface. So we're standing on the crust right now. Well, these giant pieces of land started crashing into each other. And specifically in this case, it was North America, Africa, and Europe. They all crashed into each other, creating what we see as the Appalachian Mountains today. Well, about 480 million years ago, these Appalachian Mountains may have been as tall as the Himalayas, like Mount Everest, but taller. That is some crazy height right there. This is called a convergent plate boundary, and convergent plate boundaries are basically two plates that collide into each other and create a little wrinkle in that, which creates mountains, which is how the Appalachian Mountains were formed over 480 million years ago. And these convergent plate boundaries create collisional mountain ranges. Some other collisional mountain ranges include the Himalayas and the Alps, but the Appalachians are one of the oldest. Now, let's start the hike up Bear Walla Mountain. All right, so we are nearing the summit. Still have a little bit of the trail to go, but I can already start to feel it becoming a lot colder, and I'm basically out of breath. That's because of the lack of oxygen on top of mountains this high. That's because the higher you go, the less oxygen is available for your lungs. Obviously, it's not as much as on Mount Everest, which is way taller than Bear Walla Mountain. It's still something, and you kind of feel out of breath while hiking up the mountain. Just that one final push up to the summit of Bear Walla Mountain. These mountains are products of millions of years of rock formation, weathering, erosion, and it's just so cool to see what nature can do. That's right, over time, erosion and weathering due to wind, water, and glaciers stripped down the mountains to what they look like today. The rolling peaks of the Appalachians were caused by erosion over hundreds of millions of years. Rivers also emerged and eroded the land, creating many landforms, including waterfalls, which is one of the waterfalls we visited in Asheville. Did you know that some of the trees on the Appalachians are actually younger than the mountain themselves? Yeah, that's right. The Appalachians are older than modern vegetation and the trees that grow on them. That is so crazy to think about. Over 480 million years ago, there were no trees on this land. But now, over time, trees have grown, and these trees are very, very tall on the Appalachians.
You see that blue tinge in the mountains behind me? Well, that is why the Blue Ridge Mountains are called the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's a lot of science that goes into it.
This distinct blue tinge of the Blue Ridge Mountains is caused by the chemical isoprene released by the trees as an organic compound. And this is what causes this basically blue light to be reflected into our eyes. The Appalachians are home to many unique ecosystems, and they include animals like black bears, white-tailed deer, and many different species of birds, coyotes, bobcats, and so much more. The Appalachians are a very, very diverse ecosystem. The Appalachians, one of the craziest natural phenomena that's happened on the earth, and it's so cool to hike one of those mountains and think about this rich history that goes on behind it. Over 400 million years in the making, that's what we stand on right now when you hike the Appalachian Mountains. Thanks for watching this episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and share this video with your friends and family. Thank you so much. I'm Akshay, host and producer of Spectacular Science, and we'll see you in the next episode of Spectacular Science soon. Keep thinking about science.